9th of October, in the grounds of the ruins of Nalanda University, with Maeve, Sukhin, John and Jonathan.
Is it you? What is it that wants to come to discussion?
Is there any sound?
No sound. What are the elements that come?
The rupa cannot think of coming. So it's the accumulation of dhamma, citta and cetasika.
Even if the understanding is very small, still it comes.
Each moment is conditioned. If there is no conditions at all, this moment cannot arise. Even thinking about asking, see, is conditioned from eons ago. Every moment of kusala and akusala cannot go away from citta at all. Even right now, when kusala citta arises, we might not know that as soon as it has fallen away, the potency or the power of the arising of it will continue on to the next moment. And not just one kind of kusala or akusala, so many, many kinds from time to time. So each condition, a reality, when time comes, we don't know. And this is what meant by sankhara khanda, that which condition the kusala or akusala or realities from moment to moment. Nothing can get away from the accumulation of citta from moment to moment. And no one knows how much it has accumulated. But whatever appears, one can see that it's because of conditions.
In most cases, it will always be a mixture of kusala and akusala.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Each one like all ingredients. Yeah. Kept in one moment of citta, passing from one moment to another moment. That's why sometimes there is kusala citta and sometimes there is akusala citta by conditions. In such a different way, cannot imagine. Yeah.
And you often talk about not forcing understanding, not trying too hard.
Because who is trying if it's not the idea of self? Who can try or who should try? Instead of just developing the understanding of a reality which is now presenting itself. For example, if you think about trying to do something, it's not the moment of developing understanding of that which now presents. So it's just going across the reality which is conditioned and think that one can condition other reality instead. Keep on trying.
Within a discussion that can be difficult because it does require a lot of awareness to make sure that you are just staying in the present and not using conditioning.
Because usually we just want to get something from hearing or reading or discussing. But actually it's the accumulation of understanding to be very well established of understanding reality as not self. Instead of thinking of when that can be directly experienced, the arising and falling away, that is expectation. It cannot be that moment at all without the development of understanding, which is very well established. It shows that there is no self, but it's more firm or stable understanding. So whenever one day when awareness arises, the firm established understanding will understand that moment so that it can let go or no clinging, there's no clinging to that object by the well established from many moments in each life. For example, there should be the satyayana, before thinking about the direct awareness of a reality right now, because it cannot be conditioned without any understanding. But the understanding, which is conditioned from moment to moment, will let go the idea of self, who would like to try so hard to experience that. And this is the way, and the only way, to have less attachment to the wrong idea of self. Otherwise, the self in another phase, another prospect, comes again, disguised, and just arise unknowingly all the time. Any moment which is moved away from this moment, that is my lopa, attachment. No understanding of this moment, so no understanding of the other moment, never come to understand reality right now. The teaching is not easy because it's so subtle, because it has to go along with detachment, which is against the current of life before. Because the current of life before is motivated by attachment all the time. But this is with understanding, which has to go along with detachment. Otherwise, when there is some understanding, attachment can come again and again. So it has to be very wise to know the moment when there is lobha, attachment to any result or any reality. That's why it takes quite a long time. But it's so true that it's the real panya which can discern the true nature of reality right now as it is like seeing. No shape, no form, but it's a reality, an element which arises and can experience when there are conditions, like when there is the eye base and the visible object and other conditions. Citta arises and see just for a moment and then fall away, never come back. In the circle of birth and death, never be the same one. Just move on, keeping moving on, unknowingly, with ignorance or with the development of right understanding. This is the difference. Because no one can stop the course of realities at all, arising and falling away. To the end of one life and started again next life. We could remember last life at all, and we will not remember this life when we were born next life. So what's left from moment of seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching? Nothing. Only clinging increases more and more. So each life is only the moment of developing understanding. That's the best thing. No expectation. Just develop more understanding by sati and panya, not by I at all. So when we talk about the application of the for mindfulness, it's not I who is developing, but it's the moment when awareness arises from one moment to another moment, that is the development of sati and panya themselves. No one. And sati cannot develop without the understanding or being directly aware of a reality right now. Even we talk much about a dhamma, it's only the intellectual understanding as long as there's no awareness of a reality right now. So this is the difference. Like we talk about the hardness, but it's not hard at the time when we talk about. We just talk about a characteristic which is hard. But when there is touching, a characteristic appears to the body sense, and we don't have to call it anything, but it's a reality which is conditioned to be such reality. No change, arising and falling away, unknowingly all the time. But whatever is experienced is the object of attachment.
So intellectual understanding is necessary. It's a condition.
Mm-hmm.
At what point does it
cease to be a condition? Is it always a condition?
Right.
It's always a condition.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. As it has arisen, even it has fallen away. Okay. Uh-huh. Once it arises and falls away, and the passing away still can be the patriya accumulated in the next citta to condition the next moment. So it's like putting so many things in one citta. We don't know which will condition what moment to be such and such, like now, see. When you eat some kind of cake, so many ingredients are there. Can we tell the egg and the butter and sugar? And it's not only one, so many moments in one's life. It's not just one moment of tasting, not one moment of seeing, not just one moment of thinking. So it's beyond the other subjects or science in the world, because it's the understanding of the absolute realities. Nobody can deny.
Does the Buddha talk about spirituality?
Whatever is real is Dhamma, and there are two different kinds of Dhamma. The Dhamma which cannot experience any object at all, no matter we call it, and the Dhamma which, whenever it arises, it has to experience an object. This is the difference between the two. No matter we call it spirit or anything, God or anything, the absolute reality must be the reality which can experience an object, or the reality which cannot experience anything, no matter in this world or what worlds. What is there in the moon, sun, stars? What are there? No matter we call it moon or sun or water or sky, the reality which arises and experiences an object is there, is a kind of a reality. That's all. And that which cannot experience anything is what we call rupa. But what we call rupa is the reality which cannot experience any object at all. No need to call it. We call it in order to understand what it is. Otherwise, how can we know what we are talking about? So what are there now and here? Self or nama and rupa?
Instead of talking about people and things and trees, because you use nama and rupa so often, it's like, yes, I suppose it's just changing or being a condition for the
from ignorance to understanding.
Yes. It's like using a different language, teaching us a different language.
So we understand the moments when there is the absolute reality and the thinking about absolute reality, the different moment between the concept and reality. When we talk about nama and rupa, we don't talk about concept like tree, bird, but we talk about the reality, which is the absolute reality.
And by saying that over and over again many years slowly it's like letting the thinking go about people and trees.
It's not like chanting at all, that the more we chant, the more we understand. No, it's not like that at all. It can be hundreds of thousands without any understanding, just by chanting, but by understanding what is nama and what is rupa, especially right now. And I think that if we ask someone just about something, then they just know that this is nama and rupa. Sometimes they cannot differentiate at all. For example, feeling. Some people might say, it's rupa, because it's the feeling at the body base. But actually, the body itself cannot feel at all. The feeling itself must be nama. So by understanding this, we can see that we just don't talk about the name nama and rupa, but we talk about different realities that can be experienced in the day. For example, if we talk about nama now, what nama now is, see, it's not just nama is nama, but what nama now is, seeing. Not just saying that seeing is nama, but there can be conditions to consider the seeing as just that which doesn't have shape nor form at all, but that which now sees without having shape and form. So that characteristic must be very, very dark, no light at all. Because light is a kind of rupa, but that which experiences an object is not the light. It's so dark, darker than anything else, any moment else. If one closes one's eyes, all the visible objects now do not appear, but there is some light. And why do we take different light or colors when we open one's eyes for things and people? Because in its reality or its true nature, it's only different kind of light and color, that's all. So we can see that without the understanding of each doorway as it is, as nama and rupa, at that moment there must be the mind or process which follows and take whatever is experienced as something all the time. So we can see that if it's just pure seeing and visible object, no thinking, no world, no people like we used to think or take. Because now it's like taking story out of visible object. So whenever there is no visible object appearing, there is still thinking about the story of what we have taken from out of visible object all the time. We can think of whom we have met. We can think about things that we have seen, even there is no seeing of that object at all. But we have already took story from visible object that has been seen before. The whole life is like this. So we take everything for not knowing the true nature of them as something permanent. Like we can think of someone we know, permanent one, right? Only the story taken from what visible object which is now can appear, while the hardness, softness cannot appear. But the thinking of people is always there. So we can see moment when the absolute reality is experienced directly, and after that thinking and concept about what is seen follows instantly. Immediately. So we live in the world of thinking, our own world, just one own world, only one world. Because only a moment of being born, no one there, no friend, no family, no parents, only a moment of citta arising and falling away. Who else? At moment of seeing, it's only that reality which sees, no one else. At moment of thinking, it's that citta which thinks, no one else. So the course of the arising and falling away of citta in a lifetime, conditions such and such, experiences all the time. If there is no teachings about realities, we would be so blind, not understand anything at all.
I'd just be able to catch my train.
Right. So this is not just urging anyone to experience, realities, but to begin to understand firmly.